Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for it. My hustle staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody, what's happening? We'll be back to a whole nother week. We're real talking with the Newman's Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Mo Benz is having technical difficulties right now, so he is coming. He's not came on yet, so we'll wait to see how that play out. But I hope everybody had an awesome week. Hope everybody did their thing. And all of your manifestations came true, man. I had an awesome week. I'm trying to wing it here for about another 3 minutes, right? So I'm gonna do something, you know, when we got a wing. I'm gonna actually play some music at the very beginning so I can see if he can come in. I don't wanna start without him and then he comes in on the end. If he can't get in, we're just gonna take off with the show. So I'm gonna go back to one of my awesome songs that we used to play a couple years back. So for y'all that remember the show, that know when we play music on the show, you're going to remember my boy, Bought My Money, One Nerd on Instagram, the number one. NERK. We'll be right back.
Turn me up my head, ho. Look.
But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Co., yeah, that Bankhead Ho. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump too low, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Tryna fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. The check though, what you wanna do to homie, asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up, what the fuck you doing, you niggas still up on the same stuff, west side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day, get my hands real good like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain, nerd.
Okay, that's my boy Wonder from West Atlanta, West ATL. So I don't know if you guys are going to have issues with the phone line tonight, 646-787-1839. I know it's quite a few of you guys that call in to just listen in. And Mo is saying he's having issues with the phone line getting in. So it looks like he may not be here. But it's okay because tonight I had planned on man bashing anyways, you know. My folks, they okay with talking about the freaky topics and all that other stuff, but when it comes down to the get down and I want to talk about some stuff that women want to talk about, it's taboo. They don't want to hear it. So tonight, we man bashing tonight, and since they seem to can't get in, you know, we can just ride out with it. Why not? Because I really want to understand how this work with men and what they got going on. I just really, really need to understand. I want to give a shout out to my top five I'm putting that information up. That's why I got the pause in there. I want to give a shout out to the top five. United States, of course, California holding it down. Also, we got on here, boom, we got United Kingdom. Hey, y'all been in there strong. Canada, Italy, Republic of Korea. Salute to everybody that's been holding it down, that's tuning in each and every single week. I see you. The numbers don't lie. Keep standing strong. Keep supporting the show. Tell a friend, another friend, to tune in, and let's get it popping. Definitely. It may be something just wrong with the show itself, because my studio is tripping a little bit. So we're gonna wing it as much as we can with the show tonight. I'm not really sure. Yeah, they're saying it's not working. So I'm gonna try to work on that on my end. The best way that I can, because everybody is contacting me saying it's not working. So it's okay. We'll figure this out. Matter of fact, hold on, because they are blowing me up right now saying it is not working. Let me see here, y'all. I don't want, they bother me and I'm trying to get it popping with y'all. Let's see here. One moment. I really don't know. And I think I'm just going to take off because they can try to call back in. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, my bad. So apparently the studio line is not allowing people to call in tonight. I do apologize. Okay, so anyways, my week was awesome. It's simply amazing. Today I had a whole spaghetti junction of feelings today. Guys, my youngest son, my 1-year-old, had a birthday today. He is so amazing. We had a party for him Friday due to my work schedule and my crazy schedule. So the party was simply amazing. A lot of people showed up, you know, for him, to show him some love. So him just being as loved as he is was a good feeling, you know, that everybody got to be around, and he got to be around his other siblings that are here in Florida on a regular basis. And it just pulled through. I'm so appreciative of that. Also, today marks the 8th year anniversary that my mother passed away. And so this day is always, like, for the last 7 years, it was so hard for me. And no one really understood, you know, how hard it was. And I really didn't have anybody to talk to. I tell you guys, I'm very emotionally disconnected. And most of the time, it's like, why talk to somebody when they don't care anyways? You know, really, everybody's so gung-ho on trying to make it happen that they don't really care about what nobody else going through. They only care about what they're going through. So, you know, that saying, check on your strong friends, really, really, really stands out to me, because, you know, I'm a very strong individual. I do a lot. And so whenever I'm going through something, I just, you know, I just don't say anything because it just doesn't make sense to talk about it. So, you know, I know my mom, you know, teamed up with God and was like, let's turn this day around, because this was the worst day, you know, of my life for the last 7 years. And then this year, you know, it was awesome. I still throw in last year because I was in labor for 4 days with him, like straight labor. I was in the hospital for all 4 days. They couldn't let me go home because the contractions wouldn't stop, but I wasn't dilating. All this woman stuff. So that day, until he came, out, you know, I was so happy to see him, but then he had to go to NICU, you know, to the ICU unit because he was 5 weeks early. But, you know, thankfully, they made sure my angels, my ancestors, and, you know, the Almighty God, they made sure that he was healthy. He had no issues. So he was able to come right home with me when I left out on Tuesday from having him on Saturday. It was Saturday last year. So, yeah, it was amazing. So now today, I actually love this day, and I love to just see my son smile, and I know that he was given to me for a reason. Despite anything that, you know, goes on around that, he is put here for a reason, and I'm thankful for that. So this week, you know, I have this, like, really huge move going on, and for the people that tune in, and you know, I moved down to Florida in October, and when I came down here, I never lived in the area that I lived in before, and come to find out it's like in bumfuck nowhere. You know, Saturdays you see people riding horses up and down the street. Like, so that's where I live. And I was like, yeah, no. So being out here and, you know, enough was enough. So this week we finally get the hell from out of here. So I'm super excited about that. Along with more projects that I have going on, I'm super excited. Someone said, I can't keep up with you. You're dropping so many books. I can't keep up with any of your books. So, listen, catch up on the books. We got it's, Smooth. Smooth got it.
Get the testosterone. Yeah. Yeah, you need a man to get past this gay-ass topic. Oh, man, that old pussy ass phone wouldn't ring for a nigga like, man, what the fuck?
Mom, yeah, that's what Mom was saying. I was trying to hang tight. I'm getting y'all messages, and I'm like, I played a song at the beginning, and I said, okay, let me give them a couple minutes to see if they can get through, but I'll let them know, you know, about
man,
that.
Look, I bust through all my hoes.
We know. You're the king of busting through some shit. Yeah, I'm just saying,
right.
You're the king of busting through some shit.
That's right,
Rambo. You get it done. But yeah, I got a host of projects coming up, and once I get situated, guys, I actually purchased, and I'm still purchasing more equipment because we're going to start doing live shows that will be uploaded to YouTube. Yeah, they're going
to
YouTube. So, you know,
too.
I was going to.
don't tell the people I ain't allowed to be on that shit. I'm not even a host. I'm a caller, but
we
shit won't be calling in.
We ain't even
apparently
got there
I'm
yet.
Too
you're so stupid.
I'm too raunchy for YouTube. Ain't this a bitch. But I'm the only nigga to get through. I'm here.
Listen, no. You have no filter whatsoever. And so as they're telling me, you know, my leadership team is saying, my partnership team, I'm going to say that, is saying, push the envelope. I need to push the envelope more. And I said, hell, with Smooth calling in, I don't have to push the envelope because he push it, rip it, stump it, and every damn thing else. So he going to get it. But we got it's an exciting show that I'm planning. And I want to bring on this gentleman. And he's so amazing. We talked about it last week, and Mo was saying, yeah, you got to bring him on the show. I don't want to bring him on the show. But that's what I was just telling him, like, the stuff that I want to talk about. The stuff I want to talk about and do, y'all don't want to talk about it and do it unless it's women and it's catering to men. I need y'all to open up and be, you know what I'm saying, receptive to the conversations about, you know what I'm saying, bisexual men and so on and so forth. It ain't like that.
No. No. Hey.
It's a two-way street.
That's why I looked at the topic like, man, this old gay ass topic talking about is men, the new women. Yeah, apparently so. You bending over, taking up the ass.
Look.
Yeah, I said it. Talking about, if I can play with her booty hole, why my booty hole can't get played with? Because you can't.
That's right.
Whatever.
But you know what? That's why so many people aren't forthcoming and open about what it is that they like because they don't want to be judged. And they like it, honey. They like it.
First of all, look, I'm not going to get back into, you know, coming into the room smelling like fried chicken or I know. I remember. I remember. But look, the nigga couldn't even look me in my eyes. He walked past me with his head down. Like, man, what's wrong with this dude? He bent over for black. I'm like, what happened? Oh, you know, I had to put it on him. What you mean? Got to fuck him in the ass. Oh, no. My stupid ass almost sat down on the wet spot. Almost sat in the booty juice.
You're gonna, but listen, it's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing at all. It's so many men that I down low. And listen, you know what I do? If somebody ever come to you and tell you, not you per se, I'm talking just
people
in general.
That's right.
If you and I have interacted in that way, and a man come and say, she said something to me about you liking it like that. Bruh, shoot your shot. Because if I said something to him, apparently he like it too. I ain't no hater, and I ain't going to tell just anybody. You know what I'm saying? I might be trying to set up some shit. You know, I want to watch. And that's the hardest thing, because men feel like, no, they don't want you to watch because they don't know if you're serious about it.
Man,
but I have been engaging in domination and...
You are an anal rapist.
For you.
Okay.
I've been
doing
it.
You're an anal rapist.
Tell the people when that was. When
you
was
supposed
that?
Supposed to go to jail for sexual assault.
No. Tell them when that was that happened, that you was right. That's when you first found out that I was doing that. How long ago was that? When was that?
Man, it's over 10 years, man. It's been on, what year is this? Like 2007? 2008?
No, this was like 9. This was 9 or 10, actually. This was like 9 or 10. And that's when, you know, it's smooth.
Nah, 2009 was too long. 2009 was too long.
No, okay, 2008. Oh, 8. Okay, 8, because I went to Atlanta in 9. So, like, by 8?
Right.
Yeah, by 8, you right. But it's, like, it's the thing, like, I've been doing it. So if somebody come to you and say, oh, yeah, she told me, you know, like it like this. I ain't just talking to no regular dude, so don't let him fool you. If he can tell you that I said somebody like it like that, obviously I'm trying to set up something with you and him. I might think that that's something I want to see in my head.
I'm going to change my name to Denver. You know what I'm saying? For anybody in my age group, just call me Denver the Last Dinosaur, because apparently I'm the last of the dying breed. Motherfucker.
You are.
Y'all niggas bending over, taking up the ass. Talk about it's good. Fuck you, man. The hell
they're
you
not really
manly
bending
ass?
Over. Like, you got some men that don't bend over. They just lay on their back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You just going to fuck around and put them on their back and lift their legs up. Oh. Really?
No, we got to let their legs up necessarily. They could just really open their legs a certain type of way.
Oh,
and
my
it's going
God,
feel
no.
Similar.
I don't want the visual, man.
And you don't want to make them feel feminine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like
you
this.
Know, hold on, stop.
Got somebody coming
on the show. You don't want him to feel feminine, but you in his ass, man.
That don't mean that he's feminine, man. So
no,
what?
You said he don't want to feel feminine, but he in his ass. Well, look, just how about you just lay down on your side? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
who. Oh, no.
It's for my enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to get enjoyment out of it as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I won't. Like you told me not to call in on that day, just let me know. Because I don't want the gay nigga to feel bad. Because I'm going to make him feel bad about bending over, taking in the booty.
But, listen.
Don't say but to me right now. This is the wrong time to say but.
Listen, if a butthole is universal, men and women have a butthole, why is it considered gay? But so if a woman get hit in hers, it's okay. But if a man get hit in his, then it's gay. It's not. There's no such thing. You're stereotyping.
Yeah,
there is
a such thing as gay. There is a such thing as gay.
Gay. But he can like women too. So if he like women, that don't make him gay.
Yeah, it does.
He's gay if he don't like women.
first of all, just because you like a girl and you like it up the ass don't mean you ain't gay. That just means you gay. Okay? You gay.
Hmm?
Times two. What? I mean, gay is gay. There ain't no such thing as bisexual. Out of you gay, he ain't. He took it up the ass. He's a gay man. If he can let a finger in his booty, he can let a dick in his booty. Now what? Oh, you can't say nothing like that, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
When you put it up that man's ass, those 12 years ago, the strap on that
and I've
you
been
had on. Right, right. But we talking about the situation. When I walked in the room, that motherfucker walked out like he was embarrassed. The strap on that you used was a simulated dick.
Right.
Exactly.
And I got quite a few of them right now.
In his ass. You said what?
And I got quite a few of them right now.
You so nasty, hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did Adam and Eve send you that shit I bought that I paid for?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I told you, thank you.
Oh. No, you didn't. Last time we had a conversation about we were waiting for it. You didn't tell me thank you.
Yeah, but when we was on the show, I said I got my gift, thank you.
I ain't hear that. I ain't hear that. Anyway, I digress. So the topic for today is what again?
Mo said, what line did you get in on? I said the same one. He said, yeah, shit crazy. He get in no matter what.
That's right. I'm a hard hitter. Oh man. I'm gonna stop having sex.
But no, as I was saying, there's no distinguishing one from the other.
What you
I
not
like
gonna
both
do is
of
tell
them
me that.
Myself,
of course you do. But as a man, what you're not gonna do is tell me ain't no difference.
But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing that pisses me off. If I'm trying to set up something, I'm trying to set up a little show to watch or whatever, and I might kind of like hint around to one person, you know, hey, why don't you see what's up with this person? And then they just act like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. And then they go hook up behind my back. You're not supposed to hook up with somebody that I done told you or gave you the 411 on because I'm trying to get something popping myself, okay? So
hold
I'm going to stop
a
doing
stop,
all
stop.
That. Cause
hold on,
ain't
whoa,
no cutting
whoa, whoa.
Me out.
Maybe I heard wrong. Are you saying that what the fuck you talking about at this particular moment is two men playing with each other's booties and you set it up?
Indirectly. But it's just like threesomes, right? When you tell a guy,
man.
Excuse me.
Like,
if
like
I tell a guy
nasty.
I want to have a threesome with him with a girl, he gonna say find a girl because I ain't good at it, right? Instantly, he gonna say find a girl that I ain't good at. I prefer to
I
go with your girl, so that's why I ain't got to worry about you backdooring me on nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a pressure you to pull the girl, but it's the same thing. So if you know a man is bi and y'all do something and you like, I want to watch you with somebody else, he gonna say automatically, I don't know nobody. So my job, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of somebody. The you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, pick one that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I would want to watch,
man.
I would want to pay attention to. Yeah. But anyway.
I can't believe we've been friends for so long. you are testing the limits of our friendship.
Man, listen. Fuck you. Listen. But here's the thing.
Oh,
here's
no,
the topic tonight. I mean the new...
Man, look,
I mean the new
wind. Yeah, fuck around with you, yeah, shit. You setting up assholes to get paid with. Wait, what? Like, yeah, go find that man so I can watch. Huh? What the fuck? Meanwhile, this grown ass man walking away with a twitch in his ass. Talking about, yes, mama.
That is not true. It's not that
that's
serious.
What,
It's not true.
So hold on. Let me ask you a question, because like this is real nasty. So what you're saying is, like, how many times have you done this? Because for in order for you to bring this situation up, that means that you was in a situation where the motherfucker fucked around and fucked behind your back, but you didn't get to see it.
Yeah, and I'm so mad about that. Oh my god,
you nasty. You my dog, but I don't know.
I'm mad about it. So yes, that's why I brought it up.
Obviously, I know you well enough to know this bullshit.
Yeah, like, you know, they probably would have never thought that about each other. And I done plugged some shit up, and, you know, they done went behind my back. And the one that I plugged it with, the one who I plugged in on it, slipped and said something, and I put, you know, I'm like, all right, that's fucked up. I'm like, man, no, the next time, I ain't know how awkward it's going to be, but the next time, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to talk to him. I said, you ain't got to, because I might just tell him that I know and tell him I sent you his way, and, you know, don't play with me. But anyways, you know, I'm into new women. Listen, now more than ever, like, you know, I'm on social media a lot now. I'm peeping out stuff. I'm picking out topics. I'm interacting with my fans, you know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of stuff. And when I see this stuff, it just kind of, for me, it bothers me because, you know, I'm 37. So, you know, when I was around,
ooh,
we had me
shit.
And, like, my grandfather. You're such an asshole. We had me and, like, my grandfather. They were hardworking men. They got too much pride to let a woman take care of them. They got too much pride to lay up on a woman. They got too much pride to even accept anything from a woman. They making sure you straight. And more than ever now,
pride,
you don't have anything. Like, they continue to compare themselves to women. Oh, if I pay the bills, or I'm only paying half of the bills. You got half a bill, or I'm gonna do this thing. Back in my, you know, when I was coming up and up until like the 2009, 2010-ish, you had men, grown men that was like, you know, you still got something out here now, brother, so don't think that I'm bashing, you know, everybody. But you got men that say, oh, I pay half of the bills. You know, you are half of a man. You know, even if you can't pay all of the bills, you still want to at least try. You know what I'm saying? If you got the right system in place, y'all gonna win no matter what. Rather you pay half of the bills, where you pay all the bills. You know what I'm saying? You are half of a man, because men, they hold out the whole load. They hold out the whole fork no matter what. Okay? They're gonna handle their business no matter what. I see so many of y'all brothers out here saying, oh, I got half on the bills because I got stuff I wanna do too. Well, that means that you're not trusting in the individual that you're dealing with, because either men are going to get a chick that he pay everything and she ain't got nothing, so that he can feel that he's superior to her. Or if she got something, then you got what you got, so let me pay half of this and let me get what I can get. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trusting in the process. I get so sick and tired of hearing these men
like
and seeing these men on the same
about,
shit. Listen, these gay men, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, men are not men anymore. Men are not men anymore. Men don't want to pay bills no more. These men out here, you see them going on trips, a woman doesn't pay for that trip. You see these men out here living their best life, you really got to be around them and see if these motherfuckers really living good like they say, or if they been taken care of. You got men that's out here living a whole lot. They ain't paid for nothing. Ain't got a dollar. Ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But at the same time, you know, these women allow that to happen. So, to me, it seems like the roles have changed. Men are the bitches, and the bitches is the niggas. Because the bitches taking care of men and taking men on trips and paying card notes and all this stuff right here. I mean, I don't know. But I know, for me, ain't no real man going to allow a woman to do that. Would you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Mo
right,
was here, he would say, he a pimp.
Look, at the end of the day, the fact that you're a female, right, it's insulting that a female can actually sit here and say what a man is and what a man ain't. Because you're not a man. You wasn't raised to be a man, so you really don't know the rules. You don't know the guidelines. You don't know how a man was raised. If you look at what's been going on for the last 40 years, we can't even say 30 years. Let's just say 40. So we're going to go back to the 70s. All right. As far as you took, when you look at a cultural thing between black, white, Asian, Spanish, right? When you look at the Asians, okay, the men, they go out, they work. Don't get me wrong, the females, they go out and work too. But when it comes down to the bills and shit like that, the men still hold their own. White boys the same way. Now, when you look at the black male, due to the fact that you got government interference to where you don't want the daddy around. So all these so-called men that you're talking about, all they see is the female. They don't see the male working. They don't see the male providing. They see the female working. They see the female providing. That goes both ways for boys and girls. So, like, now that you see the female providing, the young broads is coming up today, they believe they have to provide. The boys believe that they have to be nurtured. That's where that shit come from. But that don't mean that they're not men. That just means that they've been trained differently compared to how your grandpa was raised, compared to how I was raised. You see what I'm saying?
These are men. I'm talking about men older than me. So that ain't how they was raised.
Notice I said 40
years. These motherfuckers just taking
pieces of time. Notice I said 40 years. That's older than you. But we can go back to the 60s as well, because this has been going on way before us. But the dilution of what a man is has been going on way before us. As a whole, all I can go by is how I was raised. See, inside my house, when a bitch walks inside my house, the bitch ain't got a voice. She got a job, but inside my house, that's just my house. So I pay all my bills. So would I ever let a bitch buy me something? No, I wouldn't do it. But that don't mean another man wouldn't. That just means she was raised different. That just means he had different examples of what a man is. The majority of the people that I was raised with, I ain't done talking. The majority of the people that I was raised with, we had both of them. We had the mom and the dad. You see what I'm saying? I was raised in the military background. That's how we had. But then when I come to New Orleans or whatnot, and all you see is females raising men, then all of a sudden you got the pants hanging down, the booty showing and shit. Ain't no man around because the free housing don't want the man around. So, like, now these motherfuckers coming out with female tendencies only because that's the only thing they see. That's the only example they have. So you got these females talking about, oh, man, you acting like a female. You need to start acting like a man. Well, how the fuck he going to act like a man when he ain't got a man around?
Man, listen, it's plenty of men around you. Even if they're not in your household, it's still plenty of men around you. I get that's one narrative, right?
No, it's not. You can sit here and say that there's pretty men around
you. I'm not done talking
about that.
That's a lie.
No, I ain't done talking like that. How dare you try to interfere while I'm speaking? How dare you say that there's plenty men around, but how many men is actually inside the house? You don't have a daily example of what a man is. It's a daily example, not a weekly example. Okay.
My brothers did it. They all turned out great.
Right. That's okay. But they still had your grandpa, right?
No.
So they didn't have your grandpa?
No.
You sure?
Listen, no.
Man, either way it goes,
listen,
you don't have the guidance that you used to have. It used to take a village. The villages don't. So you might have like a few that sprinkle out around that's still acting manly, then you have like a shitload of these motherfuckers today. Tell them I could bend over taking in the booty. It is what it is. This new generation, they soft. And that includes the 40-year-olds.
Listen, that is
what?
One narrative that our people try to hold on to, right? But I call bullshit. I call bullshit on that. Let me tell you something.
Are you a man? Unless you got a set of nuts, how dare you tell me you call bullshit on what a fucking man can and cannot be? You not a man. You don't know what it takes to be a man. Do you?
Listen.
Were you raised as a man? All right, just make a show.
I was raised around plenty of them.
About your cousin. Tell me about your cousin.
No,
baby.
I was raised around plenty of them. What I call bullshit about the men, they're public assistants and they don't want the baby daddy around. Listen, it's plenty of cases, and I am definitely one, that you want the man to be in the child life, but it's just not conducive for the parents to deal. I'll get sex today. I don't get married, and I pay straight up rent. My auntie, she got three boys. Right now, they're like 30, 31, and 32. Okay? They didn't have their daddy. They didn't have my grandfather. They had my auntie. They had my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went around to play with them or whatever, whatnot. And let me tell you something. All three of these men got women. They either long-term relationships or married. Great jobs. They take care of their household. They women do not have to work. You understand me? So
okay.
When you come around and talk about back when and back then, that's bullshit. If you continue to make an excuse for what the fuck is going on in your life, other than trying to learn, listen, how do we all know about you don't want to be a Christian?
Your voice is getting too loud for the radio. Your voice is getting too loud for the radio.
All this studying that y'all can do for anything in the world that you want to do, but you don't want to pick up a book and study on how to be a better person. They can tell you about how to be a better man. They can tell you about everything. So you mean to tell me that we're going to stick with the stigma that the white man holding us down?
About how to be a better man.
All of this, you read it for everything else. You read it for religion. You read it for spirituality. You read it for all of these things. You mean to tell me that I ain't got nobody to look up to? My brother ain't got nobody to look up to. But guess what? He's very successful.
You got life and bullshit fucked up. For one, in order for you to make that statement, right? In order for you to make that statement, how about you go read a book too? Because this is how this works. I've seen both sides of the spectrum. I've lived a life where there was nothing but fucking men around, right? Overseas, like I said, military environment. And then I've also seen what happens to boys when they don't have that structure. Like, don't get me wrong, you might have a few that come out straight, right? You might have a few that come out on top, manly. But then at the same time, you have a lot that come out lost. Now, I'm not saying that you can't read a book about how to be a better man, but you have to want to be a better man to actually look that shit up. There's a difference between actually wanting to be a better man and trying to get rich. A lot of motherfuckers want to get rich and be a better fucking man. You already know that. Ain't nobody going to be like, oh, man, I think I'm lacking something. Let me read this book about how to be a better man. Or, hey, man, let me read this motherfucking book about how to get this goddamn money.
You know
you
when you don't
fit the money.
You know when you mean, right? You
really don't, not no more. Because back in the day, you can pick out the little soft motherfuckers. But now they got so many soft-ass motherfuckers, they outnumbering the strong niggas. Niggas like, wait a minute, hold up.
That is true now.
So, like, yeah, but you laughing, but I'm serious as a motherfucker. Man, I had to punch a little dude in the chest. Right, I had to punch a little dude in the chest for playing with my emotions. Because, like, here it is, I got sons and I got daughters, but then you got so many of these little small-ass, little sissy-ass boys and shit want to grab on a little boy booty, talking about that's a game. Grabbing on a dick, talking about that's a game. Man, I said, hold up, wait a minute. I seen a little dude grab another little dude by the booty and ran off. Man, I punched a little nigga in his chest. Fuck wrong with you?
Right.
Because the little dude was just in my house playing with my child as far as playing on a video game. So I'm like, wait a minute. If you got the nuts to grab another boy on the booty, it's just a matter of time for you to grab my son on the booty. All
right. 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 Check that shit. Yeah.
But as parents, we failed because we feel like that shit is cute. Shit, who is we?
That shit ain't cute.
Don't flirt me into that shit.
I'm saying, you know, I'm not with that folk shit, but at the end of the day, I'm saying just in general, you know, we don't take the initiative. Let him be free. Bitch, he won't know it unless you've seen it or you've exposed him to it. But I'm going to add this. Mo Ben said a man is supposed to manage the household. He said it's a conspiracy. They didn't want him on this show tonight because he had a lot to say about this particular topic. But, I mean, at the end of the day, and I said,
We know Mo got to be in control of the household. This nigga's in control of what the hell a motherfucker eats, goddamn it.
Man, look, Mo is a happily married man. Leave him alone.
Hashtag happily married man, goddamn it. You ain't gonna blink. How many times did you blink? How many times did you blink tonight, okay? You didn't blink enough. Go to bed. Like, Mo, fuck off, okay?
Mo,
go come on here. God damn it, yes, a man is over the household. You know, you're going to pay the bills because
man,
he's
going to
follow your rules.
Look, paying bills don't make you a man. It don't. Paying bills don't make you a man because if you look at history.
Oh, he cracked up laughing. He rolling.
Men was never, I know, but if you look at history in the beginning, men was never home anyway. It was the females that took care of the house. The men went out there and hunted.
Exactly.
And shit like that. The men went out to war, so you didn't really have the man going around as far as providing monetarily anyway back in the day. But at the same time, you still had a village. You still had multiple people. You still had grandpa. You still had a lot of figures to give you an example of how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to interact.
Right, it used to be a man
see another fucking man, and they walked up. He looked you dead in your fucking eyes, and you shook his hand. Now, if you try to shake a man's hand now, it's like shaking a woman's hand. You're like, what the fuck, you know, dancy-ass handshake, and then the motherfucker don't even look in your eyes no more.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Because they ain't true. They ain't true what they tell. So at this point, right, but, you know, let me finish, you know what I'm saying, and then we're going to figure out, like, okay, now at this point, what do we have to do as a society to get everybody on board? Because, like, you know, I have to figure out some things, you know what I'm saying, to do. I do a lot in my community for people, and I got a couple projects, but this is definitely one I want to tackle because I feel like men don't have the prime example of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? To each his own in your household and how much bills you pay and so on and so forth. But listen, let me tell you something. I will be single for the rest of my life and sleep in this big ass bed by myself for the rest of my life, okay? Before I sit and settle ever again, because settling gets you fucked up, you know, for 18 years. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to like bash, but I think, you know, these men need guidance. They need direction. They need to understand their roles and what they need to do and stop making excuses. So if you didn't have it, here's your chance. I want to give you the opportunity to have it, the opportunity to understand and learn. It's not about you even having to pay all of the bills in the household, but it's about you paying something. You know, it's so many men that's laying up on women, and they think that it's okay. My girl got a job. My girl got this. My girl got that. And here I am, one of the women that will not fuck with you riding or walking, okay? Because when you got a successful woman deep down don't want no man that's been fucked up year after year after year. You just don't. You know, you got women that's not successful and they still don't want it. But I can bargain because I can come and say, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I'm living in my truth. You know, I'm not talking about it. You see how I'm living. I'm not settling, okay? But I think that there's some good men out there that really, really can hold it down and can really, really make it happen. Like, you know, I was talking to an ex, and, you know, we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, really, you know, trying to dive back into what it was and, you know, spend time together, whatever. And so I was like, we were talking about living arrangements, and I was like, well, you know, what it is that you can pay half of, and he says, pay half of? I'm a grown-ass man. Why would we live together and I pay half of anything? And that's what I'm accustomed to. Other than this one situation, I've never lived with nobody, and I had to pay bills in the house. Now, what I did do was make sure that everything ran straight in the house. I did make sure the house was clean. I did make sure that food was on the table. I did make sure groceries were in the refrigerator. The kids were taken care of. He didn't have to wash clothes. I did my part. But you women don't even do that these days because you don't know how to take care of a household when a man is taking care of you because you're so busy trying to take care of the man. That don't keep them there. And you are a part of the problem. You got to stop allowing and settling for this is what I'm going to have or this is what I'm going to take. It's okay. I got the job. He got a the white man don't want to give him nothing. Listen, the white man don't want to give me shit either. Mm-hmm. I went and took it, okay? I went and took it. I ain't got no handouts, honey. Everything I did, I bust my ass to do it. Everything I do to this day, I bust my ass to do it. I don't get handouts. I don't get checks. I don't get help, period. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do for me and my children. I do this. So I do this without any help. And when it comes down to it, to see a man, that shit disgusts me so bad. To see a grown man with excuses on what they're doing and why they're doing it. To see a grown man flossing. And you know, I can't tell you, you know what I'm saying, about what you do, but you can know the difference. You can know I won't deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, get your shit together. Go get you a job. Pay your bills. Hold the shit down. Do what you got to do. But all in all, okay, stop living off of women. You a fuck boy. If you living off of men, you a grown-ass motherfucking man. You ain't handling your business. So, Smooth, what do you think that we could do as a society of real men, such as yourself, such as Mobian, such as my cousins and brothers that I see, my uncles, the people in my family that I see take care of their household and do what they're supposed to do as men? What can we do for the people that, quote-unquote, didn't see this and don't have the role models and don't know what it takes to actually be a man and make things happen in their life? What can we do to change that?
First of all, stop listening to these bitches. Second of all, stop listening to these bitches. And third of all, stop listening to these bitches. All right, man, look. Let's get this one thing straight. Being able to pay all the bills in your house don't make you a man.
Let's to manage your household. To manage your household.
I said pay your bills. So let's get that one thing straight. Being able to pay all the fucking bills in your house don't make you a man. Okay? Not having the ability or the drive to do what it takes to provide for your family. That's what makes you a bitch. You see what I'm saying? If you're the type of motherfucker to where you are okay with not providing. If you're the type of motherfucker where you okay with just saying, fuck it, I'm going to let somebody else take care of it for me. Well, then, all right, okay, cool, my nigga. I mean, it is what it is when it comes down to you. But as far as what can we do to make men again, this sound like a fucking Donald Trump campaign. Let's make men again and some shit.
No, that's it. Let's make men again. I mean, what else are you calling it, man? I'm sick of these motherfuckers, man. God damn it. Motherfucker told me, talking about, man, I see you doing your thing. You straight. You know what I'm saying? I like you. He went this whole rundown. Man, I live with my mama right now. You know, I'm down bad on my luck. You know, okay, cool. We all fall down. You know, how long you been with? I've been there for a year and a half. But, see, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to help my baby mamas, and I was trying to do this and that. Your pride is fucked up. Because if you going to quit somebody before you put your fucking self while you fucked up, that means your priority's fucked up. We can end this conversation right now. Nobody should come before you. But at the end of the day, when you genuinely do that and mean that, if nobody comes before you, less than 6 months, you'll be on your feet. You ain't going to be, man, it's been just a year. It's just been that. You know, look, don't nobody come before my family. Nobody. So I'm just saying, we're going to run this campaign. Let's make men again. What's in the campaign, Smooth? What's going on? Let's make men again.
Just gonna make the hats and the shirts, and we about to get paid in this bitch.
Let's make men again. Yeah, that's what it is.
Make that shit on your website. Let's make men again. Go make the shirts, put it on your website. You about to get paid.
I'm telling you, man. Hold I'm sick of it, man. Like Smooth said, you got to have a drive to go get it. You got to be able to go and make something happen. Look, I can pay my bills, whether you here or not. But if you ain't got no drive, no determination, if you okay, listen, let me tell you something, what happened to me this weekend. A motherfucker, however I say this discreetly, a motherfucker was supposed to cover something, and they didn't. And they didn't cover it because they felt like I had it. They didn't know that I knew that they didn't have it, but I already knew they didn't have it. I just played along. But you made me cover something you were supposed to cover because you feel like, oh, she got it. But yet, you know, you around here, you shit it clean from head to toe. You issue that. Like, I'm so sick of y'all men flossing, dressing nice, doing all of this shit, but you ain't doing nothing for your fucking kids, dog. You ain't doing nothing for your family. You ain't doing nothing for your wife. You just sitting around skate by and letting that shit go. Like, I'm so sick of that shit. Disgusts me. I wish you motherfuckers would goddamn drink me to die.
Damn, that's
a good motherfucker for this weekend. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to be the bigger person, man. I just be like, man. I don't even glorify that shit with my attention to calling nobody name. No, you know what I'm saying? None of that, because it's just like, you know, I ain't going to give you that much attention. I'm just sick of it, and I just pray that, you know, you just be permanently removed from my life, you know? Like at this point, that's where I'm at, you know? Like people that's just a constant negative factor in my life, I just pray real hard that they permanently removed from my life. You know what I'm saying? My life, however that got to be. So, I know we need to go on this campaign. Let's make men again. So what are we offering? You know what I'm saying? I need pamphlets. Goddamn it! I need to let these motherfuckers know, nigga. You
need
drive. Want to know how to get it? I mean, all of that. This shit about to turn into a say no drugs campaign.
Are you tired of the estrogen overtaking your testosterone?
Right. Do you love lavender?
Right. Hold up, man. I like lavender.
Is your clothes more important than the clean clothes more important than having rough hands? Like,
man, look, this nigga said rough hands.
Yeah. Okay, so this motherfucker here done sent me. That, look, that's a hella fine co-host, okay? My co-host could not get on this live for some odd reason. And my co-host is co-hosted via text message, okay? So he
don't
wants to get into the real famous sofa.
Oh, shit.
I told him. He called. But he wants to jump into the real famous. Say, well, honey, y'all. So the world famous chop up, he gave me four topics. He said, for real, YG drops the album of the year so far. I love YG. You know what I'm saying? You know, real famous chop up where we talk about everything that's going on. I love YG. I don't know, he's been dressing kind of crazy lately, his own style, but you know what, like Taylor or Tyler the Creator, whatever, he's weird too, but I like him too, you know what I'm saying? So
damn,
that's that Cali thing
weird
that they got going on. Yeah, he is weird. Taylor the Creator?
I don't know.
Tyler the Creator, he's weird. Yeah, he's weird. But shout out to YG for the album of the year. Second one, what did Smooth think of the Game of Thrones finale? Oh, God.
Oh, man, look. Hey, it ended the way it was supposed to end. That's all I can say about that fucker. Like, man, look.
It was fuckery.
People get mad. Like, people get mad about the ending and shit. They got mad, but HBO only asked for 6 episodes. You see what I'm saying? They pushed 3 seasons into one damn season. So a lot of shit got erased. So it is what it is. It was rushed. It happened. It's over. Find another show. That's all I'm gonna say. Fuck it.
Oh, it was disappointing.
Next.
Oh, sorry for you got for you Game of Thrones heads. They
yeah,
fucked you.
It's over.
Well, you know, and they said what 50 Cent show Power is done. So, you know, he's supposed to be working on a lot of spinoffs, or quite a few spinoffs, or whatever,
huh?
Whatnot.
What's
but
some of Power is done?
Yeah, he
what
said he wasn't coming back with Power.
Huh?
He was done. This is his last. This is his last season. His season finale or whatever. Yeah, he got. He said he had three more shows that he coming out with. So, you know, he was beefing with somebody. Well, not fake beefing, trying to boost something up. They got some other shows that he got coming out. So he was just like,
yeah,
he was.
I know he was beefing with Starz because he felt like Starz wasn't promoting the show like it was supposed to be promoted. But stars don't promote their shows. Stars let their shows promote themselves. You see what I'm saying?
So all the shit he done pulled on stars, man, fuck him.
Right. But hold on, wait a minute. Stop. So are we saying that the last season was the last season, or are we saying that this upcoming season is the last season?
If he got one more coming out, then this is the last one. So he did it.
Okay.
You got to look on his Instagram page. If he got one more coming out, because I don't, you know, I'm not, you guys know I don't watch TV. I'm not a TV head. because I feel like it takes too much to take away from too much that I have to do. So I don't watch TV, but I do follow 50 Cent. He's a comedy. And he put something on there saying that, you know, he was done after this, basically that he has a couple spinoff shows. So shout out to 50 Cent and what he's doing. Number three, what the fuck he said, Cowie, Leonard, Kyle Lowry, and Drake lead the Toronto Raptors to finals. Bring on Golden State Warriors.
Oh man, I don't watch basketball, so I can't even give an input on that bullshit. I mean, dunk the ball into the hole, nigga. What you want me to say?
I've seen the thing where at the end of the Golden State Warriors and his brother's team, where they switched jerseys and he put on his brother jersey and went and did the conference where, you know, the Warriors won that one. Honestly, like, I love Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying? He's like the Kobe Bryant. You know, when Kobe Bryant was on fire and he was just winning, he just kept winning and winning and winning, like he was running it. So honestly, I think I would be okay with the Toronto Raptors winning. Like, you know, just to shake things up again, but I don't think they're going to win. So, good luck with that, you know, with the Raptors, and hopefully they figure it out. And last but not least from Mo, Nipsey quotes are the best thing on social media right now. Things happen for a reason. So shout out to Nipsey Hussle. You know, I think this whole situation woke a lot of people
happened for a reason.
Things happen for a reason. That's how he ended it.
So you saying that's a quote that Nipsey Hussle came out with? Things happen for a reason?
No, he was saying he said Nipsey Hussle quotes are the hottest thing on social media. And then there was a bunch of periods, and he said things happen for a reason. So maybe he's talking about the show not letting him on, because he had a lot of things to say tonight for this show. But, of course, you know Mo, he's going to do like a long-ass run-on sentence next week of like 5 minutes to try to put in everything that he had to say for this week that he couldn't really say out of his mouth. So he's going to get that shit out one way or another. He's co-hosting from the sideline. So this is the man.
So season six will be the last season for Powell. All right. Okay.
Yeah, he got some other stuff coming out. So, I mean, cool. Kudos to 50 Cent. Now, you say what you want to say. He is an asshole. I seen a meme today, I think, and it says, like, what is it, 9 years ago or something like that. So many years ago, 50 Cent got shot 9 times outside his grandmother's house. And it said, every day he shows us why. He is an asshole, but, you know, now he's a super rich asshole. So
he an asshole with security.
Like, try me if you want to. It ain't gonna happen. So shout out to him. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Salute to everybody that's, you know, starting to follow me on YouTube. I'm gonna try to listen. After I get this move out of the way, it's gonna be my mission of just, you know, to just put videos up throughout the week, and it's going to be all different kind of videos. I'm going to be talking to y'all. I'm going to do some mukbangs, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit down. You know when the people just fuck that food up and they having a conversation.
You want to eat some food?
Eat some food and talk to the camera. Yeah. I'm going to put everything up there.
I don't like the mukbangs where they be talking. Just eat the fucking food. Because, like, man, somebody ain't a talker. No, I don't want you to talk. I don't believe you have the ability to talk and eat at the same time. Everybody can't talk and eat at the same time.
I did it at the beginning of the show. You were talking and I was eating. So, you know, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I was talking. You was.
Yeah.
Lovely black.
But I can talk. Listen, mine is like I'm going to show y'all how I really eat for real. And you know what I'm saying? Just sit down. Okay, so I'm going to do some where I'm talking, some where I'm not talking. You feel me? But either way it go, I'm going to start putting up shows. Because this is nothing for me to just sit down
and eat. Hey, bro, you got some old-ass videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I had to clean some. Like, I had some videos that had 30-something thousand views and shit on it, and I had to take it down because I have to set my page up for what I needed to be set up for. Certain things you can't have on your page when you become a partner with YouTube, so I had to take some of the raunchy shit down, you know?
We rebranded ourselves at a whole new level. They got so many raunchy ass videos. They just make them. You gotta make them bitches adult only. You know what I'm saying? But I understand.
Well, I deleted it. It's all good. That's not where I'm going with it anyway. So, but yeah, I'm gonna start adding some stuff on there, you know, people like in my inbox saying, welcome back, you know, like, oh, okay, y'all want me on YouTube again. Okay, cool. So I done kind of cleaned the page up a little bit and took some stuff that I had archived off, and I'm going to just do a lot of stuff, you know, and we're going to put some episodes of the thing up there, so you just never know. Just a day in the life for me. Yeah, so that's coming. That's definitely coming. Just let me get this move out of the way for next week, and then I'm going to just, you know, make it special for you guys, I promise. That's on the forefront for me to do that, definitely. So, what else do we got coming on?
Boo.
What? Shut your ass up. I know. I know. But no. So, yeah, we're going to start this campaign. Let's make men again. And hashtag let's make men again. We're going to start using that. We need work in that area. And the people that have influence on others, and, you know, they try to drop game and they try to drop knowledge. But I think you touch on the wrong areas, man. You know, you brothers that got influence, I think you guys need to really cater to the people understanding that you have to be there. Get off my YouTube page. My YouTube page is Miss Lovely Black. That's MIZZLUVLACK. But fellas, you guys need to start lead by example. You know, I salute the real men that's out there that's really, really spending time with their children and really taking care of their children out there, because you are making men, you know what I'm saying, start to want to be around their children and start to really record it more and do the right thing. So fellas, keep doing those things. Keep doing things like that. Keep being around your children. Keep, you know, being somebody that somebody else want to look up to. I salute you guys. Keep dropping those jewels. Keep working hard to show them that real men work hard no matter what it is. It don't matter what your split is with the Reals For Real, but as long as you're working hard, you know what I'm saying, leading by example for your children and their children to come, and nothing else matters. You know what I'm saying? So I salute all real men out there. I see you. I support you no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that chicken looks dry as shit.
Oh, you such a hater. It wasn't. That shit was fire. Boo, it was fine. It was fine. Oh, so check this out. Shout out to Papa Duck. He is he on YouTube, Duck Sauce Vlog. He got Duck Sauce Vlog season 1 out. He's actually doing Duck Sauce Vlog season 2. That has been long awaited. He's been working on that. He be talking about some real shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as the music, just life, just, you know, how to save money.
He's a man of statue. He's a man, you know what I'm saying, with a shitload of street cred, but you'll see him on Duck Sauce Vlogs spending food stamps. Like, you know what I'm saying, check the man out, man. The man is the shit.com. You know, we support everybody over here. So.
Food?
Yeah, not selling food stamps. No. But he on there saying, you know, type rappers, they be on the road, like, get you some food stamps while you trying to stunt and eat good. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, man. Check it out. It's Duck Sauce Blog with a V on YouTube. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? I do support that show because he really dropping a lot of jewels on that show for y'all. I support anything that he do because that brother is a real brother. He don't just do shit, you know what I'm saying, just to get people likes, man. He just actually live his life, you know what I'm saying, and drop it on there. You can always see him with his kids, every last one of his children. You can always see him doing a show. You can always see him dropping jewels. So I salute that brother no matter what because he's a real motherfucker. So, check him out on YouTube, guys. Duck Sauce Vlog. So subscribe to him. Subscribe to my YouTube. I'm going to turn my YouTube back up.
This guy's still
on my YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube videos. I'm looking at somebody with a champion outfit on showing off a toes. Yeah. Show them toes, girl. Show them.
And they were cute. They had
toes.
The little French tip. Ooh, I was looking cute that day.
Hell no, it was a joke, but all right.
What up, boss? All right.
Oh, man, I got it.
Giggity. My phone's really cute. You know what? I just started rocking the white polish. Like, you know, I was doing the French tip, but I started rocking the white polish, and I'm just so in love with it. So my toes are always white. You know what I'm saying? When you see my toes, they always white now. So
Miss Lovely White, I told you it was a Caucasian.
You know, don't be no hater. And I want to start this episode. Listen, I am looking for my next baby daddy, my true love is gonna be
shit.
My baby daddy. I'm
seriously
looking for my next baby daddy.
You got heartburn in that shit.
I think I'm going to make a whole little thing about that. I'm living for my next baby daddy, my true love. You know what I'm saying? I want to have, you know, my next child before, you know, other ones get too big. So I'm going to look out for my next baby daddy. You know, I think we're going to do something real fun with that.
I got a few you can just adopt, nigga. You ain't got to go through the process, nigga. Who's out?
No,
you ain't
got
your friends. Just pick. Hey, they're going to be friends. They gonna
you
be
got
friends
more than a few, man. You got a whole clan
I mean,
on there.
Wait, I got four that's coming out fresh. Fresh out the
oven. Oh, no, you got more than four.
Nah, four, man. Old girl Pierre came down the dick, so fuck.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can do about that. Yeah. You motherfucker talking about, oh, you got more than four. Oh, nigga, hey, bro, man, this shit, like, I'm cursing my dick out, like, nigga, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is smooth. He doesn't wear rubbers. He doesn't believe in rubbers. Mm-hmm. And he has four
rubbers
kids on the way right now. And he already has seven already, so.
Really? I know how to count. Yeah, you ain't got to give up my count. I know my count, too.
That
yeah,
nigga got a high sperm count. You know, your sperm count is in the millions. Your regular people, they sperm count in the millions. Yeah, this nigga's in the trillions, okay? He just put it on your leg and you're pregnant. So, you know, we about to start selling his sperm. He's very healthy. You know, he works out. He doesn't eat meat, any of that garbage. So, ladies, if you need sperm, please contact me via the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and we can hook you up with some of Smooth Sperm, guaranteed to get you pregnant. I think we're going to be starting out at like $1,000 a pop. You can get up to three pops at one time. So definitely let me know. Contact page on thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com.
Oh, yeah. Just make me feel like a prostitute.
And we got Smooth Sperm coming right up. He hits and he never misses. Like, look, this is the business, okay? We've been cool. We've been friends since what, like 11 years? Yeah. Let me go on and get some money off that shit. So, you know, $1,000 a pop, you know, it's guaranteed to work.
They're going to have my face on that bitch with a thumbs up, like, yeah.
Hi. Are you having problems getting impregnated?
Let me help.
Do you feel lonely if you need a child to make you feel like a woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Oh, Mo Ben said, Spike Lee. She hate me. That's Smooth.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. 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 All the motherfucking bros getting pregnant and shit, man. All right, shit.
Yeah,
I'm fighting everybody now.
So that's you what? So if all else fails for me and I can't find a baby daddy, then I'm going to buy some. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to get mine for free. But I'm going to get some of Smooth Sperm and get a turkey baster and rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
turning
to a prostitute, but then I'm giving out free samples. Prostitutes don't give out free samples. This ain't weed.
I'm your friend, so I know that it's going to work. And then I know that my child is going to be taken care of long after you go. So, I mean, hell, why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting me some sperm and, you know, I'm going to do the rest. You know, shit, I'm doing the rest now with absentee people. So, you know, why not? So, if this search for my baby daddy don't go right, then I'm going to have to go on and get you to put some on some dry ice and send it over here for me. Yeah, some dries, because, you know, we want to keep it fresh. So then when it get here, you know, I can utilize it. We gotta keep it frozen until we're ready to use it, man. The old traditional way.
Yeah, I just feel dirty. This conversation is turning real dirty right now.
You are dirty. Yeah, this is the dirtiest conversation has been all night.
That's clean. Fuck you in. That's clean. I'm a virgin.
A virgin in your ear, bitch. That's about it. And I'm pretty
virgin,
sure that man. Somebody gonna slid off of your face and hit your ear before. So I don't think you're a virgin.
Yeah. I put the motherfucker in the throat, try to put it on my ear. Try to play with y'all like that. You try to fuck me and die. I'm calling the cops. YG, huh?
Listen.
Like, I ain't listen to that motherfucker album. Stop Snitching. I heard the Stop Snitching. I like the Stop Snitching shit. That was it. That's the only thing I heard. But, you know, I ain't really into the, like, honestly, man, I ain't really into the California rap. Like, other than, you know, back in the 90s.
The game is the shit.
Man, look, I like when the game do freestyles, but like the last time I actually listened to the game was after that bullshit where, you know, with 50 Cent now. So we talking about damn near 20 years.
The game, 15, if anybody 20. Knows the game, let him know that he's a top prospect for my baby daddy.
That's one thing I can say about game, motherfucker. Like, that motherfucker don't have a problem getting the pussy. And talking about it.
No.
Right. Like, damn, bro. Nigga said, yeah, I hit all the systems. What's happening?
He was following me before, and I had to get a new account, and then that nigga ain't never followed me no more. That nigga was following me for a minute, too. And I was like, shit, man. I was, what? Listen, boy, listen. The game? Yeah. You know what? My biggest crush in the industry right now is two people. Is the game, of course, that's gonna always be my forever crush. And my other forever crush is Boosie. And I don't know what it is about the little short motherfucker, but you know, yeah, Boosie, like, I can just pick him up and swallow him whole. But you know, it's just somebody who's wild, fuck his ass. He a thug, you know what I'm saying? That shit, that shit. Oh, he's such a thug.
She gonna pick the nigga up like Lethal Lips did that midget.
Right.
Like, she picked the midget up.
Yeah, man, I swear to God, that damn Boosie. But no, I'm really done with the rap shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as dating goes. I'm like, I'm moving on. Like, I'm seriously done. Like, it's no, so for all of the fellas that, you know, that's in my inbox and saying whatever, listen, I'm done with the rappers, buddy, I'm done. If you rap, I don't give a fuck if you on that bitch talking about A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3, that's close enough. I'm done. Can't do it. I don't care what you talking about.
One, two, three. You ain't getting with me, no. Crazy.
No. I think I need a cameraman or something like that. I don't know. Somebody else with some other dreams that don't mind the fact that I'm in the limelight, that'll work for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that. But anyways, we're going to, like, and I'm glad, thank you for that hashtag. Let's make men again. I'm going to try to utilize that hashtag and, you know what I'm saying, definitely try to add things on to my repertoire to post for our brothers, because I don't want to just be like, you know, talking names and stuff like that. I really want to help and help direct and guide y'all. And I want brothers that do know better to help the brothers that don't know no better. So instead of talking about twerk videos and who fucking who, let's start, you know what I'm saying, trying to help each other out, because the white man not going to help us. And the prime example that Smooth gave is the housing and so on and so forth. So let's stop making excuses about what the hell the white man did to us and overcome, like we have always did. We know that we have to help each other, and that's it. So let's start helping each other get on the right track. Help these brothers, you know what I'm saying, align with what they got to do. And you're not gay if you like it in your ass and you like women too.
Yes,
if you're bisexual.
Yes, don't listen to
you, can call me.
Yes, yes.
Inbox me,
you,
okay? Because you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're just weird.
I got you. I got
you. A weirdo.
But if you straight gay and you like men more than you like women and you just playing around, like, come on, bro, just be gay. You know what I'm saying? Always wrap it up. Always be safe no matter what it is that you do. Get ready to close this shit out. We got 8 minutes. Always be safe about what you do out here. So, you know, we talk, we push the envelope. Safety comes first no matter what it is that you're doing, whether it's a man and a woman, a man and a man, you know, same thing, same chances. Still be safe. Still be safe out there. Wrap it up. You got to live for your kids and everybody else. So that's most important. But have fun. Live your life to the best of your ability. Do what makes you happy. Nothing else in the world matters as long as you're happy.
Man, if you're taking up the ass, you ain't supposed to be having no kids. Yeah, I said it.
I don't say that. No, it's not.
Yeah,
good.
I said it.
Long as you ain't pushing that shit off on your kids, and long as you ain't exposing them to that shit, man, you Gucci. I don't care about that. That's not, no.
Whatever.
And if a man like men, they don't mean he like no kids. That's a special kind of nasty motherfucker that like kids. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it. I support it.
I don't support, but I'm just a caller. I'm not a host, so just let everybody know I'm a caller. So let's just be known. That's my opinion. No. Next. No.
You know what?
What?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
Whenever I'm paying in a man's butt, that is the wettest that I ever get. Like, I get so wet. That shit is ridiculous. Like swimming pool, bitch. Splash.
Let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of you getting wet when you ain't gonna let the motherfucker hit? Because you done got in this booty. Can you really see yourself letting the motherfucker who you just got in the booty get the pussy?
Yeah.
No. What? Oh,
if he don't come, yeah, it's gonna, like, I don't know, like, I'm like, I must have been a man in my past life, because that just made me, man, that shit be running down my leg, that shit is fucking
ridiculous. Stop, fuck that. So what you're saying is, see, now you're violating the rules. So what you're saying is, right, here it is, you done bent this man over,
and you gonna put it in his booty, but then
not
you gonna let him bend
that,
whatever. But then you gonna let him bend you over and give you and get the pussy.
Yeah.
Oh,
we satisfied each other.
Man, look, I'd kill Flo. I'd kill that bitch if she ever let a motherfucker Florence that she bent
mama.
Over get the pussy. I'd kill that bitch dead. She know the rules. No.
Well, Flo don't have no love for him. She just fuck niggas because she like to do it. She's more dominant with it. I have a love for it. You know what I'm saying? I have a straight passion. That's how, honestly, guys, that's how me and Smooth met, because his baby mother was on my page years and years and years ago, and then he got on my page, and, you know, me and his baby mother was cool. Who was it? You got on there first, and then you introduced me to your baby mama?
Yeah, I was first.
It was one of the two. Okay, well, you was first, and then you introduced me to your baby mama, and me and his baby mama had the same thing in common, that we both like to, you know, scrap on. We both like to peg men, is what it's called. We both like to peg men. And we became cool. Me and Smooth became really cool, and his baby mama was okay with that. You know, for 11 years, me and Smooth never stuck with each other, but, you know, his baby mama know that, you know what I'm saying, that's my best friend, and, you know what I'm saying, I've never heard anything from it in reference to that. But, yeah, his baby mama, she also likes the pig, but she just, like, dominant with it, and I'm like, I love that. You know what I'm saying? That lets out the softer side of the man, that that lets a man, you know, really be a man. Like, some men feel like they
can't
show emotion when it's not manly. Listen, you keep saying bend over. I don't bend men over like that.
It don't matter. I don't care if you bent them over, you're laying them down to the side, to the back. You still got in their ass. It don't matter the position.
That's right. It's beautiful. So I can stick. I can eat their ass, but I can't stick no strap on in their ass.
Ah, no, Jesus.
I'm just trying to figure
why am I
out.
On the phone listening to this shit? Hey, bro, look, boy, I swear to God. Hey, wherever
I'm
my man's at, wherever Ben's at, man, look, Ben, you kissed my ass, bro. Hey, you left me out here. That motherfucker left me out here for this bullshit. Hey, that's why his ass probably ain't call in again. Motherfucker like, no, nah, bitch. It's all you. Okay, motherfucker. Oh, my God. This is a mess out of here, this shit.
Now, ladies, you don't eat everybody's ass now. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat everybody's ass. But when you do eat ass, you eat ass. Mo just text, so I know he cracking the fuck up laughing right now. You, when you eat ass, you do what you do. So you mean to tell me that I can eat your ass? He laughing. He said a crying laughing face. You know, if you gonna stick your tongue in his ass, like, why can't you stick my tongue in your ass? You know, why can't do all that shit? Like, if we gonna be freaking for each other, we gonna be freaking for each other. The end. That's how that shit works. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I've been with that, I done fucked them in the ass. No, that ain't the case. But I'm saying that's something that I love. That's a passion that I got. You know what I'm saying? I never publicly speak about who the hell, you know what I'm saying, has been what it is. But, I mean, that's what I love. So don't put it to the point like, man, listen, we'll talk about this shit next week. Because that's what we got to understand. What y'all limit is. Limited, but y'all ain't out here sucking no toes. Y'all ain't eating ass. Y'all ain't making that little spot between their asshole and their balls. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't sucking on their whole balls.
Why am I
y'all
listening to this shit?
Y'all ain't sucking on the dick and spitting on that bitch and then sucking that shit to that dry again. Y'all ain't swallowing. What is y'all doing out here? That's probably why these men are sensitive and they feel like they don't know how to manage a household, because y'all ain't giving them motivation to. We going to get in that shit next week. Let's make men again.
Look.
Check me out.
I'm okay with a motherfucker swallowing, but I don't want to lick my ass.
Man, come on, man. You can't suck dick if you're not sucking the balls. And if you're sucking the balls, your tongue's going to slip.
just bottom line, your tongue gonna slip from time to time if you suck it and get right. So at the end of the day, you know, I mean, they gotta slip. It up the niggas like, bitch, I wish I would. You know what I'm saying? I don't even lick their balls. I ain't licking your balls, and I ain't finna, you know, I ain't like that for with us. You know, so I don't know. But I just say, go all in and live your best life, man, and give these men motivation, ladies, to do what the fuck they want to do and do what they're supposed to do. Good night, bitches.
More.